The special favor of Allah, Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Holy Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ ماشاءاللہ عز و جل ویلکم بیک ٹو آور پروگرام یسٹرڈے ٹوڈے اینڈ ٹمارو الحمدللہ عز و جل ان دس پروگرام وی ٹرائی ٹو ڈسکس اے بیوٹیفل بایوگرافی آف اے ویری فیمس پرسنالٹی اور وٹ ایور وی ٹاک اباؤٹ وی ٹرائی ٹو امپلیمنٹ دیٹ اینڈ ٹرائی ٹو میچ اٹ اپ ود دا ٹائمز فار وٹ وی کین لرن فرام دیز ان آور فیوچر ایز ویل And again today, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, a very beautiful personality, a person that, mashallah, Azza wa Jalla, in our mazi qareeb, it's not too long ago, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, who inspired the world with his great works and intellect and knowledge, and alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, opened one of the biggest jami'ah in the subcontinent, the biggest Islamic university in the subcontinent. I'll tell you who this personality is, but before that, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, remind ourselves of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It's quoted in Firdaus al-Akhbar that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that beautify your gatherings by reciting durood upon me as your durood will be noor for you, light for you on the day of judgment. So alhamdulillah, whenever we sit in a gathering, whenever we are with our friends, with our relatives, with our classmates, whoever they are, whenever we sat in a gathering, try to recite durood upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and beautify that gathering. Where there is durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, there will be blessings and noor showered upon us by Allah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now I was talking to one of the Islamic brothers and he was saying regarding reciting durood upon him. Now you must have noticed that I've got a little ring. It's not a ring, it's a tasbih. And I've tried it personally as well. You know, whenever we have a tasbih with us, it could be the traditional one or it could be the digital ones as well. You tend to recite more durood-e-paak, more istighfar when you got it in your hand. And if you don't have the tasbih, then most of the time what happens is maybe you neglect it or maybe you feel a bit lazy. But alhamdulillah, when you got the tasbih in front of you, you'll start to read something as well. So try to have a tasbih in your hand and inshallah recite astaghfirullah, durood, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, allahu akbar, la ilaha illallah. Whatever is easier for us, try to recite that. And inshallah, azza wa jalla, keep yourself busy because my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, this world is temporary. We all know this. When are we going to leave this world? No one knows. Only our Creator knows. So whenever we busy ourselves with the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the deeni religious works, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you'll benefit as well. And if you are the father and the mother, or you are the person in charge of the house, if you try to recite durood, your children will follow that. You know, they will pick up these good actions from you. But if you think to yourself, no, I'm a bit lazy. And some people do say that, you know, they're lazy, they can't recite. It sometimes rubs off to the family members as well. So as the father or the mother, try to recite durood-e-paak, try to do azkar, inshallah. They will benefit yourself personally, no doubt. But inshallah, it will benefit the whole family as well. Now today, we're going to be talking about a very famous personality, and this personality has been given many, many titles. Qaid-e-Qawm wa Millat, Muqtada-e Ahle Sunnat, Ustazul Ulama, Hafiz-e Millat, and his name is Maulana Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis-e Murad Abadi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And his name was Abdul Aziz, and he was given the title of Hafize Millat. Huzur Hafize Millat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was born in 1312 Hijri, being 1894, in Qasba Bhojpur Zila Muradabad, in Muradabad in UP in India. He was born on a Monday, and alhamdulillah azza wa jal, since his birth till the day he passed away, it's an amazing mashallah biography. Maulana Abdul Rahim rahmatullahi alayhi, he named him Abdul Aziz because of a very famous muhaddith at that time whose name was Shah Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi. So the first thing that we learn from this is, whenever you name your child, give him a good name, give her a good name. Why? Because if your children have a good name, a good Islamic name, the names of the Sahaba, the Ahlul Bayt, or the Awliya Allah, inshallah azza wa jal, most likely your children will pick up the good habits and the blessings of these people as well. So Huzur Hafiz Millat rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he was a great Hafiz Quran and a great scholar of deen as well. And his father, from a young age, had this desire and this wish that his son would grow up to be one of the greatest scholars of his time. And subhanallah, what a beautiful wish and what a beautiful upbringing that his son did become one of the greatest scholars of his time. And subhanallah azza wa jal, whenever there would be a scholar in the area, his father would take him for blessings, and the buzurg rahmatullahi ta'ala, the scholar, and he would say to him, make dua for my son. So this is another thing that we learn. Take your children to pious scholars, to pious people, and ask them to make dua for your children. Inshallah azza wa jal, with the dua of these blessed people, our children inshallah azza wa jal will become blessed as well. So even in these 5 minutes of our program, we've learned about the nisbat, the connection that we should have with these great scholars of deen as well. And Huzur Hafiz Millat rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, his father, he was a very, very brilliant Hafiz Quran himself. He was Ashiq Quran. Now this is a title that we give to those people who love the Quran, who are the ashiks. They'll do anything to read the Quran. And all the time people would say that they would read the Quran, and hence they were given the title as Bade Hafiz Ji, the big Hafiz, because all the time people say that they saw him reading the Quran. And Huzur Hafiz Millat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's father, he himself made sure that when his son was 7 years old, he made him, he would tell him to offer his salah. And mashallah, so that even at home as well, he would make sure that his children act upon the deen as well. And subhanallah, Huzur Hafiz Millat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, his father, he passed away 100 years of age. Subhanallah. And his mother, she was also a very pious woman as well. She would read the Quran, she would offer her salah, her nawafil salah. Even though they were from a very poor background themselves, but it says that their mother would stay hungry but feed the widow next door neighbor to her. She would give her food to her so that she can feed herself as well. Now, from this year, we learn that, you know, these great people, these great personalities, you know, the way they had the ghame ummat in their hearts, the way they looked after the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was something amazing. Huzur Hafiz Millat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, from a very young age, he read the Holy Quran and became a Hafiz of the Quran with his father at home as well. Now, so this is another thing that we learn. We want our children to learn about the deen. We are the first school, as they say, learn from the mother's lap to the grave. That's what the scholars, they say. So it's a mother's duty, it's the father's duty to teach their children the deen Islam. It's not the duty of someone else or someone, you know, the scholars, the Hafiz Quran, Maulvi Sahib in the masjid. Yes, they will be part of that. They can help you. But as for mother and father, it is our duty that we take care care of our children as well. And the first education that a child would receive is the lap of his mother and his father. The way their father makes him understand the deen, the way his father does, the child will pick up as well. You know, sometimes we ask a question, I don't know who make my, you know, where my son learned how to swear. You know, Papaji, if you look at yourself, maybe you're like that at home. You know, you swear, MaazAllah, your children and your wife. You know, you have an environment at home where there's always videos and, you know, dramas and films, MaazAllah. That's where they pick up these kind of things from. So as a father figure, because the father is the leader of the house, you know, you're the leader of the house. So, you know, it's your responsibility that you give that good education to your children as well. Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he was from a very poor background. He wasn't a very rich person. And Hafiz Millat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he completed his studies in Jamia Naimiya Muradabad. And within 3 years, subhanAllah, he completed his studies. And then, because he had that thirst, that quench that he wanted to study and, you know, the deen of Islam from a very young age. So what he did was, he was looking around for other places where he could gain more knowledge as well. And subhanAllah, he studied and he became a graduate of Bareilly Sharif, subhanAllah. Jo ilm hasil kare aur usse pa bhi le, uske liye dohra sawab hai. So a person who tries to gain Islamic knowledge, if he doesn't gain that knowledge, he tries, he will still get rewarded for that. And a person who tries to gain that knowledge and he succeeds in gaining that knowledge, subhanAllah, he will get double the reward as well. In Shawalul Mukarram, Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he went to Ajmer Sharif and he met there, he went with his friends, Imamul Nahw, Allama Ghulam Jilan Meriti, he was amongst them as well. And Sadru Sharia, Badru Tariqa, Mawlana Amjadul Azmi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali helped them. And they got their admission in Jamia Mu'iniya. And subhanAllah, from there, he studies, you know, so many books that mashallah. And in 1932, in Bareilly Sharif, he completed his Dora-e Hadith and he had his Dastar Bandi, subhanAllah. Now, 1932 is 11 years after the demise, the passing away of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Rahmatullahi Alayhi. So we can say that Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he was born in 1894. So 6 years there, and to Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi passed away in 1921. So 21 plus 6, 27. So he was 27 years old when he, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi passed away. Now in 1934, he went back to city Mubarakpur and he laid the foundation of this beautiful Jami'a, you know, this beautiful Islamic university under and with the blessing of the name of Mahdoom Sayyid Ashraf Jahangir Simnani Rahmatullah Alayhi, and he named it Darul Uloom Ashrafiyah Misbahul Uloom. And even today, Alhamdulillah, Jami'a Ashrafiyah is one of the biggest Islamic universities in the subcontinent as well. And Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi in 1361, you know, due to some reasons, he had to leave Jamia Ashrafiyah and he moved into another place as well. And since he left, because the way he would teach people, the way his teaching skills, his passion, you know, people missed that. And then what happened? The Jamia Ashrafiyah started to go down with the studies and students. And Hazrat Mawlana Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had a word with him and asked him to come back. And then he came back to Mubarakpur Ashrafiyah, Jamia Ashrafiyah, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, stayed there until he passed away. And he gave a lot of time and effort in Mubarakpur. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, Hafiz Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi, with his hard efforts, Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, Mawlana Mustafa Raza Khan, who was the son of Allah Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Rahmatullah Alayhi, with his own blessed hands, subhanAllah, in 1972, they laid the foundation. They bought a massive plot of land and they laid the foundation of an Arabic university. Subhanallah. And as they say, the rest of history. We'll listen to a kalam. We'll come back as well. And inshallah, some parts of his biography and what we can learn from them as well. Inshallah, let's go towards the kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, 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 Madine jaane walo jao jao fi amanillah, Madine jaane walo jao jao fi amanillah, kabhi to apna bhi lag jayega bistar Madine mein. تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گن گنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گن گنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا ہر ہر قدم پہ ہوگی لطف و کرم کی بارش ہر ہر قدم پہ ہوگی لطف و کرم کی بارش جنت سے کم نہیں ہے رستہ میرے نبی کا جنت سے کم نہیں ہے رستہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا یوں جنتی سفر کا آغاز ہو رہا ہے یوں جنتی سفر کا آغاز ہو رہا ہے دستے کرم ہے ان پر رکھا میرے نبی کا دستے کرم ہے ان پر رکھا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب حاجیوں کے لب پر ذکر نبی گجاری سب حاجیوں کے لب پر ذکر نبی گجاری ہے محفل حرم میں چرچا میرے نبی کا ہے محفل حرم میں چرچا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
پائے نبی کی خوشبو ہے اب بھی ہر گلی میں پائے نبی کی خوشبو ہے اب بھی ہر گلی میں
کتنا مہک رہا ہے مکہ میرے نبی کا کتنا مہک رہا ہے مکہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
سرکار کی بدولت یہ برکتیں گے ساری سرکار کی بدولت یہ برکتیں گے ساری
ہے اجتماع حج بھی صدقہ میرے نبی کا ہے اجتماع حج بھی صدقہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
حاصل مجھے بھی ہوگی سب سے بڑی مسرت حاصل مجھے بھی ہوگی سب سے بڑی مسرت
جس دن مجھے بلاوا آیا میرے نبی کا جس دن مجھے بلاوا آیا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
عشق و ادب میں ڈل کر میرا سلام کہنا عشق و ادب میں ڈل کر میرا سلام کہنا
جس وقت ہو نظر میں روزہ میرے نبی کا جس وقت ہو نظر میں روزہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
اب کیجئے فریدی رخصت انہیں یہ کہہ کر اب کیجئے فریدی رخصت انہیں یہ کہہ کر
لانا میرے لیے بھی تحفہ میرے نبی کا لانا میرے لیے بھی تحفہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ عزوجل ویری بیوٹیفل کلام ون آف مائی فیوریٹ کلامز الحمدللہ عزوجل اینڈ ماشاءاللہ حسنین بھائی نعت خان بیوٹیفل وائس الحمدللہ اف یو جسٹ جوائنڈ اس دین ویلکم بیک ٹو آور پروگرام یسٹرڈے ٹوڈے اینڈ ٹمارو الحمدللہ عزوجل wherever you are in the world, in Africa, in America, in Canada, wherever you are joining us from, I welcome you to the program. And I hope, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, the program topic or the personality that we're talking about today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, they can motivate us towards the deen as well, because he's such a personality that from a very young age, he had that willingness to learn the deen itself. And because of not being from a rich family, they had to finish their studies. But subhanAllah, they had motivational scholars and teachers at that time. One of their teachers was Sadr al-Sharia himself, Maulana Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullah Ali, the Musannif, the writer of Bahari Shariat. He supported him financially as well, and many other people as well. And he would work during the day and study during the evening. This is how, you know, this person is a unique personality as well. And Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, he had that respect and adab for his teachers as well. He would sit in the attahiyat position whenever he would be sat in front of his teachers, and they say, Ba adab, ba naseeb, be adab, bad naseeb. If you have respect for the teachers, for the scholars, for the knowledge itself, Allah Azza wa Jal will give you blessings as well. There was a survey that took place ages ago, and it was regarding two children. They both went from the same area, they were same age, they were from the, you know, the mental power was the same as well, so they were both clever. But one of them studied and became a scholar whilst the other couldn't. So people now, the scholars, were surprised as to what was the difference. You know, both of them seemed clever enough and both of them tried their best, but they found out that one of them, he would sit in the attahiyat position and face the qibla and learn his lessons. He would revise by facing towards the qibla. And because of that blessing of barakat, of respect of the Kaaba, Allah Azza wa Jal gave him, subhanAllah, the blessing to become a scholar of deen. So we need to respect the Qibla, we need to respect the scholars, we need to respect the knowledge, the sacred knowledge and the books of Islam as well. That is why the scholars, they say that you shouldn't put anything on top of a book. So any type of book, you know, any knowledgeable book, either be English or in Arabic or Hadith book or Quran, you should not put anything on top of them. The Quran is final. You shouldn't put, the Quran should be the book on top, because that's what the routine is. The Quran on the top, below the Quran you can have the tafsir of the Quran, below the tafsir of the Quran you have the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then other Islamic books as well, and then other books as well. But never ever put, for even a mobile phone, don't put it on top of the books. And Maulana Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, Huzur Sadr al-Sharia, whenever he would leave the room, the students, they had respect for him, they would stand up. As soon as he left the room, they would sit down. But not Huzur Hafiz Millat. He would stand up until Sadr al-Sharia rahmatullah alayhi would come back, sit on his place, and then he would sit as well. So that's how much adab, respect he had in the court of the scholars of deen. And that is why today we see that, you know, so many times, you know, our children, you know, there's no respect is not there anymore. You know, if parents, ma'azallah, anything happens, they'll come storming into the madrasa. How dare Qari sahab say this to my son? How dare this Qari sahab, points a finger at my son? How dare he says this? How dare he do that? That's why they don't learn anything. You know, ma'azallah, you know, we're not talking about hitting, corporal punishment. We're not talking about that. We're not even talking about mental torture as well. You know, just for example, a child, if the teacher goes out, the child is made to stand up. I can remember when we were little, we used to go to the madrasa, and our Qari sahab used to tell us, you know, Puttar Wab, you made at home. You know, he used to say, Mom's made karele today, Mom's made gosht today. And he would say to us, you know, when you come to the madrasa in the evening, because we used to have morning madrasa and evening madrasa, especially 6 weeks, all holidays, oh my God, 6 weeks holidays, it was like morning 2 hours, then come back, you know, just before Zuhr Salah, go home just before tea time, have some tea, 5 o'clock back into the madrasa. We used to be in the madrasa for nearly 10 to 12 hours a day during the 6 weeks holidays. And during that time, you know, Qari sahab used to ask us, and alhamdulillah, I used to take food for him. I used to take his clothes sometimes home, get him washed. I used to do, you know, take clothes home. My mom would love to, you know, help the scholars. And mashallah, azullah, I think it's the barakat of these teachers that, you know, I am where I am today. And people will, alhamdulillah, they won't deny that. The more love and respect you give to any person, and if that person is your teacher, if that person is your mentor, if that person is your pure murshid, then can you imagine, subhanAllah, how many blessings that will give us as well. So ustad ka adab, the respect of a teacher, is a very, very important thing to do. So make sure that your son, your daughter, when they go to the madrasa, they respect their teachers. The more they respect their teachers, the more the teachers will make dua for them. You know, they say that the dua of a teacher, alhamdulillah, is very, very powerful. Just like the parents, you know, if parents make dua on behalf of their children, it says that it's accepted in the court of Allah. In the same manner, the dua of a teacher is always accepted in the on behalf of his students as well. And Huzur Hafiz Millat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he would even give respect to the books that he had as well. He never would stretch his legs and read any books as well. And he would never lean against the wall and read the Quran or any Islamic book. And even when he would give the dars, or he would do the teachings, he would be move away from the wall, and he would, you know, he would put the pillar in front of him, the pillow, and he would rest on the pillow like that, but not have his back towards that as well. And he would, when he would see that students carry their books on the side, he would say to them, carry them, you know, on near your heart, you know, tuck them towards your chest. And this is again adab, especially if it's the Quran. You know, this is what we need to teach our children. You know, nowadays our children, they've got madrasa bags, yeah, school bags. You know, they have the books, you know, dangling on their side. Instead of having them dangling, if it's the Quran or Hadith, make sure that they are, you know, towards the chest as well. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla will give them more barakat as well. And Quran Pak, Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he would respect the Quran so much that he says that one day, he Rahmatullahi Ali, amongst the students, they were walking, and he's told one child that, my son, please, can you walk in front of us? Now, you know, this is a disrespect to walk in front of your teacher. But Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi asked him to walk in front of him. And the child, he got afraid and he was worried. And Huzur Hafiz Millat said, my son, because you have the Quran in your hand, therefore I want you to walk in front of us. We cannot have the Quran behind us. That's what you call respect, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. Let's take another break and inshallah we'll come back and I'll tell you about the love and respect he had for the students and his mentality and his thought regarding his students as well. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The beloved of Allah Almighty, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen, indeed, the body consists of a piece of flesh. When it works well, the whole body works well. If that piece of flesh does not work well, neither does the whole body. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, listen, that piece of flesh is the heart. It is essential to prioritize the purification of our hearts. Infusing our hearts with the fear of Allah Almighty is crucial, as we should engage in actions that bring about the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Let me share another intuition. The heart holds immense significance. While we often focus on maintaining physical health to ward off diseases like cholesterol, high blood pressure, and diabetes, it is equally imperative to defend our faith through the purification of our hearts. The flexibility of the heart is vital too. Did you know that the heart is called qalb in Arabic? It is because it is in a constant state of instability. At times, certain emotions or inclinations may overpower the heart. For instance, one may resolve passionately not to sin, tears welling up in their eyes as they sincerely repent. But then, Satan may exert a strong influence, leading to a desire to transgress. Similarly, feelings of generosity or stinginess may sway the heart's disposition. The heart is ever changing. Now consider the supplication of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Ya muqallib al-qulubi, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. O the changer of hearts, make my heart firm upon your religion. This prayer highlights the recognition of the heart's fluctuating nature. Hence, we must remain vigilant and continuously strive to maintain the purity of our hearts. Let's not be content with the current state of our hearts. Just as the beloved of Allah Almighty, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, prayed for the steadfastness of his heart, we too should implore Allah Almighty to keep our hearts firm. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam emphasized the importance of not neglecting our heart, urging us to keep them clean and pure, recognizing that they are subject to change. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back, mashallah. So, what a beautiful piece of advice from Brother Yahya. You know, regarding the heart, why it's called a heart, a qalb, because the state of the heart keeps changing. Now, Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi is our personality that we're talking about, his beautiful life story, his seerah. Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he loved ulama, the scholars. He loved the students of Islam. And he would love them to such an extent that Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he would never ever think of expelling any students out of the Jamia. So Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he would give them a lot of time, a lot of, support, and subhanallah azza wa jal, to such an extent that subhanallah Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he would make dua for his students. He would wake up for tahajjud, and his daily routine was so beautiful, subhanallah, that during the day he would teach his students, and just before Zuhr Salah, he would have something to eat. Same with the students, they'll have something to eat, and then he will do Qailullah. Qailullah is one of the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A midday nap is called. And Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, and then after that, what he would do is that he would wake up and offer his Zuhr Salah with the Jama'at. And then he would, after Asr Salah, he would go for a little walk you know, around the village. And not just himself, students will walk with him and they will start to discuss the masails regarding the Sharia. And then he would come back, offer his Maghrib Salah, have something to eat. And then after Isha Salah, he would sit down and with the students and he would take a class. 11 p.m. they would break off and they would all go to sleep and wake up for Tahajjud Salah. And then after Tahajjud Salah, he would sometimes go back to sleep again and wake up for Fajr Salah. Subhanallah. So this is the routine. And this kind of a routine is a routine. It's in the lifestyle of Islam. Alhamdulillah, it's an Islamic lifestyle where you're constantly learning and studying, and mashallah, you're having your rest as well. And for those people who are studying Islam, for those students, whatever you are studying, make sure that you don't clog your mind with garbage, with rubbish. Now you might be thinking, how can you do that? You know, social media is a platform where you can benefit from it as well, and you can destroy. You know, especially a student of Islam, if you fill your mind, you know, with a lot of social media, you know, when you look at a post, it's going to remain in your mind. If you look at something, it's going to remain in your mind. So if you are spending a lot of time on social media, you're clogging your mind with all this rubbish. And then what's happened is you're going to start to struggle in learning what you have to learn better as well. And then, subhanallah, Azza wa Jalla, Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he would offer his Ishraq, his Chasht, his Awwabin, Salatul Wuzu, Tahiyatul Masjid. He would offer all of these Nawafils as well. And subhanallah, and not only for one day, one week, throughout his life, that was his daily routine. And Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he would try to act upon the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he would try to, whatever Sunnahs that he has learnt, he would try to act upon them and tell others as well. And subhanallah, Azza wa Jal, Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he would also give out ta'wizat for those people who were in help and they needed help, they were in need. He would be the first one to help these people as well. And subhanallah, when he reached the age of 70, Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he would travel by train. And us par ek doctor sahab bhi baithe the, and he traveled in one of the train and one doctor was there as well. And they started talking, and the doctor was so, you know, he was so happy to see Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And he says that when he asked him what he does, he goes, I'm a doctor, but he goes, I've been amazed by the words that you were uttering. I was amazed by your words and the way you were talking eloquently. Subhanallah. And he says that your eyesight is so good. You know, you're 70 years old, but your eyesight is so good. And Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi says that, Doctor Sahab, I don't use any type of medication. I use surma, kohl, which is the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And because of this, Allah Azza wa Jal has kept my eyes in good condition. And he was such, mashallah, a person, a very, you know, straightforward person, you know, as they say, sada. And there was so much haya inside him, subhanallah, that he would wear clothing that would not reveal any part of his body. You know, he would wear clothes according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he would look on the ground when he would walk, just like, you know, we read in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never looked around, you know, never looked up without a valid reason as well. And he was so simple that his food was simple as well. He was so simple that he acted upon the sunnah of qana'at. You know, for example, if he had the food, he'll eat. If not, then he will still not complain about it. He would always make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. And Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he would say, subhanallah, there's a very beautiful saying, Zameen ke upar kaam, zameen ke andar aram. That's a beautiful quote of Hafiz Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi. Zameen ke upar kaam. Until you are alive, do the work of deen. And when you are die, zameen ke andar aram. Then you can rest until the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, he wasn't into a lifestyle where, you know, he was very famous. He was a good teacher. He had a lot of respect. People respected him, but he didn't take that respect and, you know, used it in a bad way. You know, just a normal worldly person, duniyadar banda, what he would do is as soon as they get famous, they think that, you know, they own the people. You know, ma'azallah, they won't even talk to him in a good way, you know, because people will queuing up to meet them. You know, some people forget who they were, but Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he was so simple. No matter how famous he was, he still lived a very simple life as well. And even in the during his young age, he was paaband. He used to offer his sunnah as well, alhamdulillah. Nowadays, that's another issue that we have, you know, that our sunnah, our nawafil, they get in less and less. Offer your nawafil and get close to your Rabb Azza wa Jal. The more nawafil you offer, the more close you get to Allah. But nowadays, we're getting further and further away because we've left the sunnahs, sunnati ghair muakda. We've left them, we've left our nawafil. You know, even though in the place of your sunnati ghair muakda and your nawafil, you could offer your qazai umri. But how many people, you know, would try to act upon that as well? Let's take another break and then we'll have a few minutes and we'll wrap up the program, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Respected viewers of Madani Shilm, when we talk about Sayyiduna Yahya alayhi salam, Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are certain qualities and attributes which have been mentioned in the Holy Quran, which he alayhi salam possessed. One of the qualities and attributes mentioned in the Holy Quran of Sayyiduna Yahya alayhi salam, inshallah, we'll learn today in this very short clip. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبرًا بوالديه. And he was dutiful towards his parents. So respected viewers of Madani Channel, one of the attributes which Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam possessed was that he was dutiful towards his parents. He was obedient and kind, and he showed kindness towards his parents. This is what we need to learn, that Anbiya Kiram, Awliya Kiram, they knew that what it means to respect the parents and how they were dutiful and kind towards their parents. This is what we need to learn. We should also be kind with our parents. We should speak with them kindly. Softly, we should be soft spoken to them. If they say anything which is not against Sharia, we should follow that, we should listen that, we should do that act immediately without any delay. Whenever they are in need, we should be present at their service. And this is what we learn from the seerah of Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam and in the seerah of Anbiya Kiram and Awliya Kiram. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we truly understand the status of our parents and respect them, love them, show reverence and serve them, because this will take us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we're talking about the beautiful life story, the biography of one of the greatest scholars of our time. Yani, it's not been too long since Huzur Hafiz Millat, Mawlana Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, the founder of Jamia Ashrafiya in India, one of the greatest Islamic universities, subhanallah. And that was one of his greatest passion, to teach and to spread the knowledge of Islam. And for that, he laid the foundation stone of the Jamia Ashrafiya in UP. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, today you will find many, many scholars that have graduated from Jamia Ashrafiya around the world, not just in India, in Bangladesh, in Europe, in America, Canada, Africa, that are spread out, mashallah, teaching the Quran and Hadith. Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he wrote many books as well, and he also wrote many journals as well. And in one of the, mashallah, one of his part of his seerat is that they were traveling once in a car, and the car ran out of petrol, and everyone was worried what's going to happen. Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullahi Ali says, start the car. And they started, they turned the key and the car did not stop until they reached their destination. So he says that that was a miracle. When you have a miracle, prophetic miracle, that's done by the prophets of Allah. And then you have another miracle that is done by the awliya Allah. You know, the waliullah, you know, they have their miracle as well. So this is what you say, a karamat in Urdu. Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. In the eyes of the scholars, you know, they say that if your teacher talks highly of you or talks good about you, then that means you are a very good student. Sadr al-Sharia Badrul Tariqa Maulana Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he was one of the great teachers of Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullahi Ali. Praised Maulana Sardar Ahmad Rahmatullahi Ali Muhaddis-e-Azam Pakistan, and he praised Huzur Hafiz Millat Hafiz Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And this was the beauty of these great scholars. You know, alhamdulillah, the more love and respect they have for their teachers, for their elders, now their teachers are talking in good terms regarding them as well. Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he did bayt with Maulana Shah Sayyid Ali Hussain Ashrafi Mia Khachochvi Rahmatullah Alayhi from Khachocha Sharif. And he was their murid and khalifa. And Sadr al-Sharia Badr al-Tariqa Maulana Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullah Alayhi also gave him khilafat. On the 31st of May 1976, Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he left this world. And mashallah azza wa jal, he left so much, so many students, he left so much knowledge. And subhanallah, he has left, you know, this Jamia Ashrafiya, and that is where he is buried today, in the grounds of Jamia Ashrafiya Mubarakpur. And every year his urs takes place, and hundreds and thousands of people around the world come to pay respects to him as well. Again, my dear Islamic brothers, Islam is the way forward. Islam is the only deen, is the only religion that will bring you happiness and prosperity in your life. Act upon the deen, study the knowledge of the deen, you'll be successful as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower his blessings with the barakat and the wasila of Huzur Hafiz Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi, and give us the tawfiq to follow his footsteps as well, inshallah. Jazakallah khairah for watching the program. Please take care of yourselves and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The special favor of Allah, awliya Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, awliya Allah.